Hallo, ich bin eure Radio Rio-Reporterin Annika und ich bin heute am 4. Juli, dem amerikanischen Unabhängigkeitstag, in Schloss Elmau mit dem amerikanischen Botschafter John Emerson. Für euch habe ich ihm ein paar Fragen gestellt. Hello, Mr. Emerson. Could you tell me how you properly address an ambassador?
Well, in my case, I'm pretty informal because I'm from California, so I don't really stand on ceremony. But typically, people, they either call me ambassador, or the more formal way, believe it or not, is Your Excellency or Excellence auf Deutsch. But I'm perfectly fine for someone to call me John.
Okay. And what do you think are your most important duties and responsibilities?
I think the fundamentally the most important role of an ambassador is to try to explain and interpret his country, the country that he or she represents, to the people of, in this case, Germany, and to try to explain back to America, including to our government, what the concerns are of the German people. And in my case, this means we get involved in everything from dealing with the situation in the Ukraine to dealing with our joint work by our militaries or intelligence services, dealing with the Greek financial crisis, the refugee situation, climate change, so many different issues that as an ambassador we have to be involved with. But fundamentally, the most important job is interpreting your and explaining your country to the people of the country that is kind enough to host you.
Okay. And what is the significance or importance of the 4th of July for the American youth?
Well, I think it's a big party for the it's a big significance for the American youth. First of all, it's a fun party for young people. They get to go to barbecues, they get to walk in parades, they have an opportunity to see fireworks at night. So young people absolutely love it. The real significance is it gives us a chance to talk to young people about the values upon which our country was founded. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the belief that we should have free people who can say what they want, worship whoever, whatever God they feel comfortable worshiping, and have the kind of opportunity to become whoever they feel they can become. And it's that kind of freedom and opportunity that really is the essence of the 4th of July. And we try to communicate that. It's not just about the parties. It gives us an opportunity to communicate that to people every year.
Okay. And last but not least, could you please pass along a message to the children of the Olga Hospital?
Well, first of all, you live in a beautiful, beautiful spot of the world that I think everybody wants to come. Secondly, you're growing up in a great country that is giving you the freedom, the education, and the opportunity to be whomever you want to become in your life. So take advantage of the education. Take advantage of the opportunities that this great country has given you and live your dreams.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.